And it's something that the Lord would let us sing forth, speak forth, praise to Him and worship to Him. A holy God that would allow us, because of relationship with Him through the blood of Jesus Christ, to express gratitude, but in some way try to honor a God that is so high and lifted up. Isn't that something? Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Thank y'all so much for being here tonight. Cold, damp, rainy night, but you're in the house of the Lord. Some of the greatest things happen when those who want to be somewhere are there. Amen. It eliminates a lot of distraction, a lot of limitation and hindrance. So don't be discouraged. Be excited. Amen. Great things. Great things are possible. Open up your Bibles to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. I want you to decree this with me. I'm in perfect step, with the Lord, inside and out. Amen. You and I, we've got to know what the Bible says. We've got to know what the Spirit of God says. And we act upon it. Amen. And so you remember on the 22nd, we preached about, ministered on delays and detours that lead to destruction. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we got to go just a little bit farther into that because the Lord, the Spirit of God said, don't delay, do. Right. Don't delay, do. In other words, you're going to, the Spirit of God is going to open up some opportunities to you and I, and we need to be in the place where we're quick to hear, amen, and quick to act.
Right.
And so, do you realize, and we'll document from the Word of God, but do you realize that somebody's blessing has to come through you?
Yeah.
Now that's a big statement, but God blesses through His church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't want to be, and you don't want to be a delay to somebody's blessing.
Amen.
Amen. We want to be quick to do what He would have us to do. And I don't know if you thought about this or not, but when you got born again by the Word of God, by Jesus, all the promises and all the destiny that God had for you and I was placed inside of you.
Right.
You know, if I had an acorn, I wish I did, but I don't. If I had an acorn and held it up, you know, we could look at that acorn. But we don't know. We know that out of that acorn will come an oak tree, right? But we don't know how many acorns will come out of that oak tree that will produce and keep going on and on, right?
Yeah.
That's the blessing of God inside of you. You and I, we've got to see that there's more than we've ever dreamed of. Amen? And so we want to be quick to act on what we hear. James chapter 1, for sake of time, let's start reading in verse 21. James chapter 1. Verse 21, if you're there, say amen.
Amen.
James 1, 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness or malice, and you concentrate on this part, receive with meekness, with gentleness, receive with gentleness, humbleness, the engrafted word which is able to save, to deliver your very soul. And after you receive that engrafted word, look what he says. Verse 22, mark it down in your heart, underline it in your Bible app or your Bible. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer. Say, I'm a doer. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Brother Donnie, would you pray?
Lord, thank you for what you're doing in this service today. Lord, thank you for what you're doing in our hearts, souls, and lives. Lord,
yes.
Give us the understanding in our heart, Lord, and the direction we're supposed to go in, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, as we gather here tonight, Lord, and to you, Lord, bind us together with cords of love, Lord, and unity, Lord, for a better understanding into the body of Christ, Father. And I ask you in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. Thank you for honoring the word. Hallelujah. So, tonight, because you received that knock on your heart's door, you received Jesus Christ, this word, this engrafted word, this word that is on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you, and the Word of God is quick, meaning it's alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, right? That's what Scripture tells us. It divides asunder between spirit and soul and the very marrow of the bone. In other words, the Word of God shows us what's spirit in our lives, shows us what's soul, and then reveals to us what's the part that's going back to the earth. And that's what's inside of you. And so this Word that is inside of you, when you and I received it, we received the destiny of God. You realize that when you were born again by the acceptance of Jesus Christ, God placed His dream in your life. You say, well, now God doesn't dream. Oh, yes, He does. That's the source. God is the source of all things that's good, right? Dreaming is good.
Yeah.
You and I will never have, because dreaming is a source of vision. God said, where there is no vision, my people. But you and I, we're not perishing, right? We're going on for the will and the plan of God. And so tonight, I want you to see some things that you have the ability in the blessing of God, everywhere you go, to be a blessing. And you have the ability to release the blessing of the Lord into your world. And it all keys down on the fact that you hear what God would have you to do and you act upon it in faith.
Yeah.
Everything that we do is by faith.
Right.
And when you act upon it in faith, you release that blessing that is bestowed in your life. You release it into whoever will receive that. And so we want to act. We want to see that. Let's say this real quick. Tonight, God has a plan for your life. Okay? And the plan of God is always moving forward because God's a doer,
right?
And so his plan is progression. The devil has a strategy of delay. He knows he can't stop the plan of God, but his desire is to delay it where it will cause a traffic jam, if you will, and hinder what God would do, and it would slow down the progression of God's plan to the point where the word would seemingly not come to pass in the time frame that God says.
Right.
Because God can't lie. So everything God says, it's going to come to pass just as He says. So the devil is going to try to disrupt that. But I want you to get excited about this. So God has a plan. Say, God has a plan for me.
God has a plan for me.
Now, what's the difference between the plan of God and the strategy of the devil? Think about that just for a minute. What's the difference between the plan of God and the strategy of the devil? The plan of God came first.
Right.
The strategy of the devil is something to try to circumvent the plan of God. It's second, right? But the plan of God is from the inside. The strategy of the devil is from the outside.
Right.
From the inside is always going to win. Come on, because the inside has to do with your spirit, dividing spirit, soul, and body. So tonight I want you to see some things here as we lay just a little bit of foundation now. Notice what he said. He said in that last part of verse 21, if when you receive this word, if you'll receive it with meekness, that it will save your soul. In other words, the greatest battle that we have is the battle of the mind, will, and emotions, and
And we'll never be able to put this body under subjection. We'll never be able to reckon it as dead until we can get in that place with this mindset. And so as we are finishing out this year and we're coming into this new year that God is going to bring a special anointing to be able to minister to people in a way that they can receive it, where they can be just overshadowed by His truth and His goodness, because we're going to need it like never before.
Amen.
All right. So in that understanding, I want you to see that with our humility, with our willingness to say, God, I'm going to take Your word by faith. I'm going to do what You would have me to do. And when you come to that understanding and you come to that place of obedience, all of a sudden then, that one thing that seemed like it was what God was dealing about, it opens up the dream of God,
yeah,
the plan of God that circumvents the strategy of the devil, that brings heaven to earth.
Yeah.
That touches more than just that one person, more than that one family, more than that one situation, but it's a breath of God that brings revival. When, like Brother Corey, that song, you know, of the dry bones. Mm-hmm. When that word went forth, it looked like that word was just going to touch that valley. But that word, as it touched the bones in that valley, what did it do? It brought the last day, the modern day revival,
yeah,
and it touched the whole world. Because yeah, that's prophecy, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what's going to happen in your life and my life. It's not about the one thing. We're going to have the humility to hear what God says. We're going to receive that word, and we're going to act upon it. We're going to do it. And notice what He says. He said, "For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, we've got some problems." He said, we deceive our own selves. So what we want to do, we want to be in the place tonight that we allow the Spirit of God to bring a little correction in our life, because you and I, we're walking and we're living by grace, and thank God for it, but you're not perfect, I'm not perfect. And I just know by the Spirit that there's some things that the Lord wants to critique in our life tonight. There's some things He wants to bring back to our remembrance, to where He's challenged us. Maybe we backed up just a little bit. Maybe we said, I don't think I'm quite ready for that. But when we understand that us not being quite ready and making that decision, it does not just affect us, but it affects those who God wants to bless in us and through us. You know, I told you the story before about praying about a certain thing. And I found out that I had delayed a blessing in somebody's life because of my disobedience. Delayed obedience is disobedience, okay? So we've got to be very cautious, and we've got to understand that if we want God to answer our prayers quickly, I do, don't you?
Yes.
I want Him to move in my life quickly, then I need to be willing to do what He would have me to do to move in somebody else's life. Because whatever I sow, that's what I'm going to reap, right? All right. So let's see some things. And with that in our understanding, let's go to Proverbs chapter 13. We're going to work through some scripture tonight. I think that will really just loose us in a place of faith. In Proverbs chapter 13, look at verse number 12. And if you've got a different version on your Bible app, or be sure and look at this. Look at it in the Good News Translation, for one, that really makes it just jump out at you. But in the King James, Proverbs 13:12 says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." Now, hope is your expectation. It's a product of your faith. Your faith, it comes faithless by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, but it creates a hope, an expectation in your life. In other words, it gives you something to look forward to. It gives you a vision of God's will and His plan in your life. And so, here when it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, one translation says, hope crushed makes the heart crushed. And I didn't know what we were doing this morning, but when we said, talked about the heart,
yeah,
God's going to give us anointing to put hearts stick back together that's crushed, and this is why we're going in this direction.
So the heart that is crushed, it's crushed because hope has been crushed. There's people tonight who they have been praying for a miracle. They've been praying for God to reveal and show Himself in some way in their life, but they don't have the people around them like you do. They don't have a family of support, a church family. They don't have family that know God. And so they're in a place where they're without. And so they prayed a prayer. They trusted on what they heard somebody say. And all of a sudden, they haven't experienced, they haven't seen God act. And so their heart has become crushed and they've lost their hope. And so, you and I, we've got to see that God said that if I would receive this engrafted word, that I could do the things of God. And that if I had done the things of God, not only would I be a blessing, I would be blessed, but I would be able to administer a blessing.
Yes.
And so, I don't want to delay in that. I want to see that it's about God's destiny. It's about God's dreams. And I don't want to do anything that would delay that. So I want to be in this place where I'm seeing who I am, and I'm understanding that Jesus is coming back, and He's coming back in power and glory, and He has a reward with Him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have some of that reward. You're going to have some of that reward, but we're going to be able to take a reward to Jesus. Could anything be greater? But let's look at this just a little bit more. Let's go to the New Testament, Luke chapter 12, and let's think out of the mouth of Jesus what He says about you and I, that servant who is looking for the coming of the Lord. Luke 12 and 40, Jesus says, "Be ye therefore ready. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." That's a fact. And we got a lot of the world that's going to sleep right now, and it's a sad thing. And that's why God is going to anoint us to influence them, to change them, to be a shadow of the goodness of God that'll bring them out of darkness. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Then Peter said unto him, "Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all?" And the Lord said, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward?" In other words, Jesus said, I'm talking to whoever is faithful and whoever's wise. Say, that's me.
Amen.
Boy, the devil don't like that. Come on, that's power. Amen. When you and I come in agreement with what Jesus says, "Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give them their portion of meat in due season?" Jesus just said, because you're of the faith, and because you have the wisdom to understand what this life is all about, He said, "I'm going to make you ruler over my household."
Amen.
Woo! A steward of God. That means whatever you say, it's like Jesus saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't know. We have laid down. What did Brother Henry say this morning? How did he put that? You know, we've changed, God hasn't. We've laid down some things. When it's time, and this is coming into the season, we need to pick some things back up and recognize and realize we have more power and authority than we really know what to do with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's time that we exert that we put that into practice. Okay, so he said that we were rulers over his household. The household is the kingdom of God wanting to what? Manifest in the earth and bring other people into the household.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Jesus is that foundation, right? He's that chief cornerstone, better said, and the apostles, that's the foundation. You and I, we're building upon all of those things. And so we need to be in that place, in that position where we see, I don't need to delay. There is a work to do, and there's a great reward in this work. Now stay with me. Notice what he said. He said that in verse 43, "Blessed is that servant," say, "I'm blessed,
I'm blessed,
whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find him so doing." Come on. We don't delay, we do.
Right.
We do. So, Jesus is coming, this is no doubt, but Jesus is coming in situations.
Yes. Now, he's coming the factor. We know the sound of the trumpet and all that. But he comes in situations to see where we're at in the household.
Yes.
And when he catches us doing what we're supposed to do, he said that we were going to be blessed. Well, I'm already blessed. Guess what? You're just blessed in a fraction of the dream of God. You're just blessed in a fraction of what you understand about your destiny. I'm just blessed in a fraction of my destiny. My destiny is greater than I've ever dreamed about because I haven't dreamed the dream of God. I've only dreamed what my little mind and my little world and my little life could understand. But I'm coming out of myself and I'm coming into the goodness and the grace of God. And by the goodness and the grace of God, I'm going to dream out of heaven and not out of earth. Amen?
Amen.
It's time. It's time. I'm dreaming. I want you to dream with me. I want us to hook up with the Holy Ghost and let Him give us a vision of this community. Give us a vision of this county. Give us a vision of this nation. We have something to do, amen?
Yes.
And we're blessed. We're rulers of the household of God. We have anything and everything at our disposal for this belief.
Amen.
Just believe. Notice what he says. He said, of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. Oh, I want to run just a little bit. Let's think about this. You and I, we have some things right now that we don't know what we have to be ruler over. All we do is say, God, I don't understand this little situation right here, but I'm going to trust you. I'm going to accept by faith what you're telling me to do. I'm going to do it. And when I do it, guess what? All of a sudden, the blessing of God comes with revelation. And the revelation is that that was a seed in my life that brought more from heaven into my life of the dream of God that reveals the destiny that I'm not going to delay in. Amen?
Come on.
He wants you and I to rule here on earth right now. He wants us to rule in the reality that He is the Son of the living God, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He's on the throne of our heart. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father, but He wants to manifest Himself into this world through us.
Yeah.
Come on. No more delay. No more delay. Let's do some things. Let's do what the world would say was impossible.
Yeah, you know, I shared with you this morning, but I'm going to reiterate it. Now, when that woman called with about the angel tree and said she had these children, and you know, it was done too late as far as the timing of what the parameters that Sister Victoria and had set forth and all of those things and what we could do and the money was spent. But see, when you act in faith, then God blesses that.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, y'all are giving people. You trust the Lord. But so anyway, so we act in faith and then God provides not only money for those children, but then seed for next year.
Yeah.
That's the kind of God we serve. Yeah. So what we gotta ask Him is, Lord, where am I limiting you at? Where am I delaying in because I haven't got the dream of heaven yet? I haven't got the destiny of that you have designed by your word inside of me in your dream. Amen? And we get into that place in that position. All of a sudden we say, no more delays, but I'm going to do what you would have me to do. I don't know how it's going to be done, but I'm going to do my part. And I know that if I'll do my part, you're going to back me up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing it on my own. Uh-huh. I'm doing it because that's in my heart. Amen? All right. So let's see this now. Do you realize, I never thought about this before, but do you realize even the devil, what he does, he has to do quickly?
Yeah.
The devil wants to come against. Let's see if I can find it. Look at John 13:27. Here Satan has just entered in. He's fully possessed Judas. Judas Iscariot, and look at verse 27. And after the sop, Satan entered into him, into Judas. Then said Jesus unto him, he isn't talking to Judas, he's talking to Satan. He said, that thou doest, what you're going to do, in other words, do it quickly. Now, don't get mad at me. The Lord said, it's sad when the devil does what I say quicker than my own children.
Right.
Say, that's not me.
That's not me.
You and I, we're children of obedience. Amen? And we're going to hear the Word of God. And when we hear that Word, we feel that tug on our heart. That tug is going to have so much of the love of God, because it's going to show so much of the dream and the destiny. We're going to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here I am. Here I am. Let's go together. And so, in that reality, you and I can see if the devil in the negative part of God's plan can act quickly, how much more can you and I, as the children of the Most High God, how much more can we act quickly?
Yeah.
Quickly. Yeah. The day Jesus said that night was coming when no man, no woman, no boy, no girl could work. He said, work while you can. You and I, we've got a season. We've got an opportunity. Things are going to shift and change here in America. We know that. We understand. We know what prophecy says. We know all of those things. But until that shifting comes, until we have completely turned our back on God, God's grace is here.
Yeah.
God's mercy is here, right? Amen? And we've got something to do. We are a nation that has been set on the hill.
Yeah.
And we're going to shine. We're going to shine. I don't care how much darkness wants to try to stop God's light. It can't stop it. Amen?
Right.
Alright, so Jesus said, going back to what we're reading, he said, blessed is that servant. So you've got to see yourself blessed in everything that you do and everything that you say. Now, the blessing of the Lord means that you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, but God takes your effort and he counts it as perfect.
Yeah.
He takes what you do, what you say, what you give, out of a pure heart, and his blessing is upon it. And that means that whatever the need is, whatever the situation, whatever the circumstance, whoever you're ministering to, whatever the group of the people is, guess what? You don't even have to speak their language.
Right, right.
God can make them hear with the language of love that will change their heart.
Yeah.
I say that because I listen to some of the young people talk, I don't even know what they're saying. It's like they're speaking a different language. I'm not making fun of them because they feel the same way about me. What I'm saying is that we have something that is universal. Something that goes beyond what that natural ear hears. And it goes to what only the heart can understand. But see, the devil wants to keep us in fear and say, you're so different from them. I know the Lord that made them.
Yeah.
You know the Lord that made them. And so he can give us the key of their heart that can reach in there and be the answer of what they're looking for. Amen?
Come on, amen.
Alright. Now, I want you to know that Satan is going to hinder you in everything that you do. You know that.
Amen.
But in that hindrance, instead of that letting that be derogatory, instead of letting that be a limitation to you, let it be an encouragement.
Right.
The more the devil hinders you, the more you need to be excited that you're hearing from God and that you're in that place. Amen?
Amen.
All right, go with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and look what the Apostle Paul said. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For sake of time, look at verse 17, starting at verse 17. 1 Thessalonians 2:17. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, in other words, physically, but not in spirit, endeavored the more abundantly to see your face with great desire. Verse 18. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again. In other words, two different times I tried to make this ministry trip. Even I, once and again. But what? But Satan hindered us. This word hindered, it means to detain. It means to impede. But in other words, he's trying to delay the plan of God.
Right.
He's trying to stop the plan of God. Well, You and I, if we're aware of what the enemy's trying to do, we have a word from heaven. And the word is that when darkness tries to cover the light will pierce through it. We have the promise that when sin tries to abound, God's grace will abound that much more. And so when you know you're supposed to be doing something, you've got that word, then you just have to be like Paul. You have to say, I know what God said. And I have the enemy here. He's trying to hinder, but I'm going to do what God would have me to do. Amen? Now notice what he says. Verse 19. For what is our hope, our crown, or even crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? Now notice this, verse 20. For ye are our glory and joy.
Yeah.
You and I, we're all excited and we're all anticipating and we're all looking for the coming of our great King, Jesus Christ. But you and I, as we're looking for him, we need to look at what we're bringing to him.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's why I'm not going to delay. That's why I'm going to dream the dreams of heaven. I'm going to complete the destiny of God that he has placed in me, that engrafted word that he placed in me, he placed, engrafted in you at salvation. Because why? Because we're going to bring people with us.
Yeah.
They're part of your crown. They're part of my crown. But they're part of the glory to the Lord. Notice what he said there again. He said, for what is our hope? What is our joy? Our crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? They're going to be standing behind you as you stand in Jesus. And then you'll have whoever led you to salvation in front of you. But it's going to be the family of God brought together by obedience.
Yeah,
by the dreaming of God, by bringing the destiny of God to place, to fruition, if you will. Isn't that something?
Amazing.
So, Satan, yes, he's going to hinder, but did he stop what Paul was destined to do?
No.
Is he going to stop what you're destined to do?
No.
Come on. So, in other words, when you close your eyes at night, just especially in this season as we're coming into this new year, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, in my very heart, place your dream. Let me see part of this crown of joy, this crown of rejoicing. Let me see the people to the left and the right. Let me see where you're dreaming to touch somebody, where you're dreaming of their destiny coming out of sin and out of addiction and out of hurt and heartache. Let me see that. Let me dream those same things, because if I'm dreaming what God's dreaming, I'm going to do what God wants to be done. Amen?
Come on.
And He'll put that in us. He's going to drop that in us, and we're going to all of a sudden see ourselves in such situations and circumstances, and the shadow of the Most High God is going to come and out of our life, and it's going to come and it's going to shadow over the situation, and people are going to be touched.
Right.
They're going to be influenced by the Spirit of God, not the spirit of this world. Amen?
Amen.
That's ours. That's the truth. Amen? Alright, look at Romans 1:13. Second witness to this. Just a couple more verses and I'll let you go. I just want to get this in your heart. I'm going to get it in my heart. Romans 1:13. Now, I would not have you ignorant. In other words, I don't want you not to know. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, he's talking to the church at Rome, but was let hitherto. But I was hindered, I was detained, I was impeded, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Paul said that everywhere I go, I'm expecting fruit. But everywhere I go, I know that the devil doesn't want me to have fruit, and so he's going to try to stop the dreaming of God. He's going to try to stop the destiny of God. Laugh. Ha, 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 devil. It ain't going to happen in Jesus' name, amen? It is not going to happen. So, I want you to see, just as we know that the fruit that Paul got out of the church at Rome, Right? Because we're on this side. But he said that he was hindered. The devil tried to stop what he would do. But he said, I know that Jesus wants me to have fruit. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, I have ordained that you should bear much fruit.
Right.
John 15. And that your fruit should remain. Amen?
Yeah.
So, you and I, the more that you're beating your head against the wall in a certain area, say, Lord, I thank you for the fruit.
Thank you.
I thank you, devil, that you're confirming that I'm where I need to be in the timing I need to be. I'm not going to delay. I'm not going to be discouraged. I'm going to dream the dream of God, and it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
That should excite us. Amen?
Yes, amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the devil says. You and I are in the right place at the right time.
Yeah. That's right.
Come on, destiny. Destiny. The devil is defeated. Okay, quickly. Let me close with this. In John chapter 5, I want you to see how important it is to somebody else for you to be in the place where you don't delay. Where I be in the place where I don't delay. I want you, you know this story very well. We preached on it, so I'll just hit the high points. But I want you to think about this man that's laying here at this pool. And hold that in your mind. See him in your mind's eye laying there for 38 years. Now, something's wrong. Don't tell me that he didn't have family. If he didn't have family, don't tell me he didn't have at least one friend.
Yeah.
Something's wrong. What's happened here? The devil has delayed this man's healing, this man's deliverance. How has he done it? Where's his family? Where's his friends? They knew that the angel of the Lord come at that season, and when the water's troubled, right, healing comes. Notice with me, John 5:1. And this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market at Pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches, having the number of grace, in this lay a great multitude of infant folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving or the troubling of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever of them first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had.
Right.
Whatsoever. God says, whosoever and whatsoever.
Yeah.
There's no disease that Jesus can't take care of.
Right.
There's no situation he can't take care of. And so, if you and I will be on the lookout for a whosoever and believe God for a whatsoever, we don't delay. We can dream the dream of heaven and destiny will occur. But now see this man. Now think about it. They knew that there were seasons when this man could receive, but yet there was not one person that would be in the place to help him in the water. Lord Jesus, let me slow down my life. Let me be a person that can help somebody get into the water.
Right.
Get into Jesus.
Yes.
The living water. Amen. 38 years he was delayed because Jesus had to what? He had to interrupt everything about his ministry and his life to come and do what man wouldn't do.
Right.
He could do it then because he was walking in the earth and in the flesh. He's not able to do it in that way now because you and I are walking in his spirit in the earth to do it for him. Amen?
Right.
Father, in the name of Jesus, show us those who are under those five porches of grace that they're waiting. They're waiting for somebody to put them in the place where the Spirit of God, the water's moving.
Yeah.
Because if they get into that place where God's moving, whatsoever, whosoever, it will be men. Amen?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can't delay. We've got to believe God. We've got to trust Him. Amen? And He'll bring heaven to earth.
Yeah.
Now in closing, go to the book of Ruth. Go to the book of Judges and turn right. we're not going to read this, but just a couple of verses. I just want you to see, just like those people who had left that man laying there for 38 years, but Jesus, he asked him the question, will you be made whole? And he couldn't even fathom that question. All he could fathom was, hey, I have nobody to help me. You realize why there's so many people tonight that are mad at God? They're mad at God because the church hasn't done what God said He would do.
Yeah.
We've got to what? We've got to repent, and we've got to get back to the place of obedience where people will not be mad at God any longer, but they will see the hand of God, the dreaming of God, the destiny that He has for them. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, it's critical. It's important in this season. But here in the book of Ruth, I want you to see how we want God's blessing, but when we're going through a dry spell, if we're not careful, we'll get out of the will and the place of God. God blesses in His place, in His time.
Right.
Amen? So quickly, Ruth 1 and 1. Just stay with me just a second longer. Now in the day, and now it came to pass in the days. Now you'll see that phrase five times in the Bible, and it's always bad.
Yeah.
It's trouble. When you see it, look at it. There's trouble happening, but if you'll trust God, there's always deliverance.
Yeah.
Amen? Now it came to pass in the days when of Judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man in Bethlehem, Judah, the house of bread and praise, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. Did God say go? We have no recording here of God telling him to do this. How many times did we do something because it looks like the best, looks like what we need to do?
Yeah.
There's 13 famines listed in the Bible, and I encourage you to look at it. Every one of them that I can find in those 13, the action was always going down.
Right.
Remember, Abraham went down to Egypt. If you look on the map, if you look at Bethlehem in Judah there, and then you look at Moab, it's down.
Right.
Not much, but it's down. In Jesus, we're always going up. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And the name of the man was Elimelech, God is King. And the name of his wife, Naomi, pleasant. And the name of his two sons, Mahon and Chilion. Why they would name their children this, I do not know. Other than it was going to be about their destiny. Study their names. They were Ephraimites in Bethlehem, Judah, and they came to the country of Moab, and they continued there. Now notice what happens. Verse 3. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. Not a good idea. It's dangerous when you and I disobey. God's talking to somebody about something. I don't know if it's here or on wherever this message is going, but He's talking to somebody. It's dangerous to get out of a place of blessing.
Yes.
It's dangerous to be disobedient in the slightest, the smallest of detail. And Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left and her two sons. And they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. Notice verse 5. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them. And Naomi was left with her two sons and can you imagine? Let's think just for a minute. There they are, there's a famine for bread. But all of a sudden, because of a decision that was made that looked good to the natural, looked good to the flesh, she lost her husband, she lost her children. See, every decision has an effect. And it doesn't just affect me, it doesn't just affect you.
Right.
So if I've got a name that says God is my king, then I need to let Him be king. The great story about this is that all of a sudden it tells us in verse number 6, then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return to the return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the heard that what the Lord had visited His people, giving them bread. Now the tradition tells us that an angel came and spoke to her, because you know they didn't have a Holy Spirit in the way that you and I do. So imagine this: he come to her and said, "All you've got to do is go back to where the blessing was." So if I've missed God somewhere, if God's asked me to do something and I've delayed in that, I've got to recognize that I'm under a curse.
Right.
He said, blessed is who hears the word and does it. So all I've got to do, though, to come back to the blessing, is come back to where the blessing is. The blessing is where Jesus is. Jesus is right where I left Him, where He spoke a word to me. Right? And so all I've got to do tonight is say, Lord Jesus, show me any and all places that I may have left off Your word. I may have got out of step with You in some way, because I want to do what You'd have me to do, and I want to do it quickly. And with that simple prayer of repentance, all of a sudden, you're back to Bethlehem, the house of bread, Judah, that phrase. You're back to the place where you're being fed by God, and you have a praise coming out of your life. Amen? That quick. So she goes back, and we know what the story. The story, God took a bad decision, a bad situation, and David comes out of this lineage. Right? Because of Boaz and because of Ruth. Ruth has Obed, and Obed has Jesse, and Jesse has David. So, mistakes, they may have happened, but God can take those mistakes in our obedience and our repentance, and He can make His way in our lives. Amen?
Yeah.
This is the truth. This is the fact. So, we need to hold on to it. Let's don't delay. Let's dream. Amen? I'll close with this thought. You've heard me talk about George Mueller before. He served a great God, and he had great faith in that great God. But, you know, he ran an orphanage for 60-something years and fed children by faith. He'd have them go sit down at the table. That's another story for another time. They didn't have a bit of food in the kitchen. But they'd sit down, and when they sit down, the food would appear.
Amen.
But here's what I want to leave you with. He did not delay. God laid it on his heart when he got saved. He had five best friends. And God laid it on his heart. He said, I want you to pray right now and then praise me for their salvation. Well, I got plenty of time to do that, don't I? But he implemented what the Spirit of God laid in his heart right then. He prayed for those five friends for their salvation, and he praised God for it. When he done that, just in a matter of months, one got saved. And it was a wonderful thing. 10 years later, two got saved. Because he didn't delay. See, God saw him saved the moment that he prayed and praised. You and I got to see that. 25 years went by, and the fourth man got saved. All of a sudden, George took his last breath and he stepped into heaven. Looked like God did not honor his prayer, did not honor his praise. It had been 52 years. Since the Spirit of God said, don't delay, I want you to pray this prayer, I want you to do this. 52 years, and he died. Guess who got born again at his funeral? The fifth friend comes to the Lord.
Amen.
Your works do follow you.
That's right.
Don't delay. Whatever God tells you to do, be quick to do it. And you may not see the fruit in the way and the timing and the understanding of what you would think it might be, but you have the assurance that you serve a God who is a good God.
Amen.
And He'll never let one promise, one word, fall to the ground. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus said that not even the jot or the tittle, in other words, not even the very dot on the I will be changed or will be forgotten. It'll come to pass. Amen. We're on the brink of something big.
Yeah.
I shiver in my flesh thinking about it. But I'm excited in my spirit, aren't you?
Amen.
God's going to do some things. There are going to be people saved that you and I, we're not going to understand how God does it, but we're going to get to be a part of it.
Amen.
We got to be ready.
Glory.
Tonight, will you just make yourself an altar, come up here, or make it your seat and say, Lord, show me any area that I need to repent about. That way I can move forward and I can do quickly what you'd have me to do. Because see, if we don't make this right here, we won't be in step with Him, which what's fixing to come. Because in the next few weeks, the next few months, enveloping this next year, is going to be some amazing things. And God needs you. Say, God needs me.
God needs me.
You got to be in your place. I got to be in my place in His time. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, by the power of the Spirit of the living God, touch every person here, starting with me. Lord, help us to be able to see where we're at, but let us be able to see if we need to move forward in a certain area, if we need to come back where you can feed us fresh bread, where we can praise you because of your providence. If there's any area that we're out of step, and we may have lost some things, it may look like some things has died, but let us see that your word is going to produce, it's going to come out of our lives. If we'll just be in that place of humility, we'll receive the engrafted word with meekness. Lord, right now, help us to do that. Where we can be in that proper place at that proper time, where we will not delay, but we'll bring the dreams of heaven, we'll bring the destiny that you have desired in people's lives. We'll be in that place where the anointing will be there to do the work. The love of God will be in our heart and out of our lives and in other people's lives for your glory. Let it be. Lord, those things that's grown just a little bit cold because we didn't act on it when that warmth of the Holy Spirit was there. We repent of that. We ask that you would stir the kindle of the fire of God once again and let us act upon it. In the name of Jesus, let it be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Would you find yourself an altar and just sincerely just seek the Lord for just a moment of time and hear what He would say to you. Somebody under the sound of my voice, and it may not even be here, it may be, but certain things have become more important than the Word of God. So certain things is horned in and maybe even certain people as they've got in between you and the Lord, and it's time. It's time that you and I make sure that He's number one, that He has the first and last say in our lives. Would you just be quick to hear and quick to repent tonight and just move forward for the glory of God? If the dreams of heaven, the destiny of heaven, is that the very hand reach tonight. Would you reach out and take it? God's reaching it towards us to hand it to us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.